With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Among the thousands of prominent figures attending tomorrow's inauguration is the Reverend William F. Kamuyi, founder of Nigeria's Deeper Life Bible Church. It's the third largest Christian church in the entire world. On the eve of the inauguration, the global evangelist offered this prayer for the incoming president.
Almighty God, it's pleased you to bring President-elect Donald Trump to the throne in biblical language and to lead at this time. We're asking that your grace will be with him, your wisdom and your power, and we pray you help him to remain focused and all the things he's brought out in his campaign of giving Christ the recognition, the honor that he deserves.
Donald Trump takes the oath of office as our nation's 47th president at 12 noon Monday. Also at srnnews.com, noteworthy expressions of Christian faith by two Trump cabinet nominees during last week's Senate confirmation hearings.
Speaking to questions about marital infidelity, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth acknowledged he wasn't a perfect person, but was saved by the grace of God, by Jesus, and his wife Jenny.
I'm not a perfect person, but redemption is real.
And Secretary of State nominee Senator Marco Rubio said he would lean upon God's guidance in a tumultuous world.
I will rely heavily on my faith and pray for God's blessings that he'll provide me the strength, the wisdom, and the courage to do what is right in these tenuous moments.
George Williams reporting.
Earlier today, with cold conditions and light rain and a solemn ceremony, Mr. Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Meanwhile, he's had a busy schedule for the rest of the day leading up to the inauguration tomorrow. This is SRN News. A warning about Syria.
Jeff King is president of International Christian Concern, and he does not trust the Muslim rebels who deposed strongman Bashar Assad in December. He tells the Christian Post that the rebels, quote, have absolutely mercilessly targeted Syria's Christians in the past. This is radical Islam. We know who these guys are. Since taking control of the country, the rebels have promised religious tolerance for all, but those promises have been very vague. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana House has endorsed a ban on men using women's restrooms in public buildings. That measure now heads to the GOP-controlled state Senate. A dozen other states have variations of bathroom bans on the books, many directed at schools. Even more states, including Montana, have passed laws keeping boys from playing on girls' sports teams and barring sex change operations on kids. This is SRN News. Issues at a jail in South Carolina.
Federal investigators have found in a report that the South Carolina jail vastly underreports the violence behind its walls, lets dozens of inmates go unsupervised for long periods, and lets crimes against prisoners go unpunished. The U.S. Department of Justice told the jail in Richland County it must swiftly improve conditions, repairing locks that don't lock, putting more guards on duty, and investigating alleged crimes behind bars. The report says that at least two killings of prisoners were reported to the staff by outside callers. John Scott reporting.
Eastern Michigan University says two men's college basketball games have been flagged for unusual betting this season. A spokesman, Greg Steiner, says the school became aware of the matter Wednesday as two games had suspicious gambling activity that prompted betting firm Integrity Compliance 360 to alert its clients. More details, srnnews.com.